We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Great Lakes Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 5th of November, 2011. We're moving rapidly toward Thanksgiving and Christmas. Just hard to believe where the summer went. I mean, time goes by so quick. Got a lot to cover. We just had Halloween, and true to its usual form, ladies and gentlemen, the United Nations is in the process, as always, is scaring the heck out of everyone, or attempting to anyway, and they took this Halloween to issue a new, what would you call it, a new communique, I guess, for lack of a better word, on population. Now, some of you folks might remember a few weeks ago we had Patrick Wood on of the August Review and Forecast, and he was talking with us about smart meters. And during that interview, we had a caller call in and said that, tried to make the point that increased population requires increased management. And I took issue with that, and I told him, I said, well, how do you know population is increasing? Where are you getting your numbers for? Have you done a head count? And I expected him to say no. He actually said yes, he had done a head count, and which I immediately said, you're a liar, because no one could be doing a head count, okay? It's impossible to do a head count. And then I proceeded to go on and tell him that the numbers where the world's population come from the United Nations. And the United Nations has an agenda of depopulation. So how can we trust the United Nations to give us accurate population statistics when they have an agenda to try to drive, to try to convince you that the world's population is out of control and needs to be reduced? They have an agenda to make you think this, just like the global warming thing. They have an agenda to convince you global warming is a problem. Meanwhile, it's getting colder and colder and colder. We have people in Connecticut now by the hundreds of thousands, I guess, without power. I'm not sure how many are still without power, but it's been almost a week since that snowstorm. And many are still without power, evidently. And this is because of an October snowstorm. But that's, you know, but rising global temperatures are still a problem. When we come back, I'm going to touch on this United Nations scare tactic to try to convince you the global population is a problem. I think the population issue is a major, major issue that we need to keep addressing, because we don't need people falling for this nonsense. We'll be back. This is Govern America.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. That was Poker Face, by the way. Check their music out at pokerface.com. And our website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. Before the break, I was talking about this fact that the United Nations has issued a report on Halloween this past week dealing with population and saying that the 7 billionth person will be born on Halloween. And I guess this is supposed to scare you folks into thinking that we have a worldwide population boom. And yet there's some people who are very prominent even in the sustainable development movement, the effort, the push for to implement Agenda 21, that are saying, you know, this you know, I don't think it's really possible that this is, that the UN can pinpoint a certain day, that the 7 billionth person, I mean, how do we even know there's 7 billion people on the planet? And that was my point that I was making with the caller back when we had Patrick Wood on. And I got an email after the show when we got into that that engagement with that caller. You know, somebody called me an idiot. You know, he basically said, you made a fool of yourself. He says, because you had no other answers and blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't think there isn't any reason to have any other answers, folks. We can't trust the UN on population. We can't trust the UN on anything as far as statistics are concerned when they have a politicized agenda to control human beings. And that's the bottom line. And if you don't think that that's the case, then you just haven't been paying attention. I'm sorry. Wall Street Journal reported, who's afraid of 7 billion people? This Halloween, the United Nations declared over the summer a baby will be born somewhere on Earth who will tip the world's population over 7 billion for the first time. Truly, do international bureaucrats have the power of prophecy? The precision is bunk, of course, they say, or rather a public relations gimmick. According to demographers, nobody knows the exact population of the world to within 100 million. Incidentally, the record-setting baby will not be the 7 billionth human being to have existed, as some press reports have implied, more like the 108th billion. I don't know. Anyway, they say, nonetheless, the occasion will provide an excuse for yet another round of Malthusian gnashing of teeth about overpopulation, but we shouldn't let it obscure the real story of the past 50 years, which is not how much faster than expected, but how much slower population has been growing. In the 1960s, see, that's the point, folks. What we really are facing is a population bust, not a population boom. The biggest danger we have is a lack of young people. We have an aging population, especially, look at Japan, for instance. Japan has a big problem with a lack of young people. And this is really adversely affecting their economy. You need young people to be able to pay into all these socialist programs that have been going on for a long time, Social Security and things like this. But with a lack of these things, and I'm not arguing in favor of Social Security, don't get me wrong. I mean, but unfortunately, it's a reality today. And unfortunately, people now are dependent upon it today. And without people paying into it, well, there's a deficit. You know, it doesn't help that they evidently have raided the fund over the years, but that's another story for another show. Anyway, the point is, it's very detrimental to an economy to have an aging population. And why do you have an aging population? Because you have less babies being born. They say in the 1960s, some experts feared an exponentially accelerating population explosion, and in 1969, the State Department envisioned a 7.5 billion people by the year 2000. In 1994, the United Nations medium estimate expected the 7 billion milestone to arrive around 2009. Compared with most population forecasts made in the past half century, the world keeps undershooting. The growth rate of the world population has halved since the 1960s and is now expected to hit zero around 2070, with population around 10 billion, though some news outlets prefer to focus on the UN's high estimate that it could reach 15 billion people. The truth is, nobody can know. But if it's below 10 billion in 2100, we will have only increased in numbers by 1.5 times in the 21st century compared with a fourfold increase in the 20th. This demographic transition to lower birth rates began in Western Europe in the 19th century, and they go on from there, and they say it later spread to North America, then Latin America, Asia, and now Africa. In 1955, the birth rates per woman in Yemen, Iran, Bangladesh, Nigeria, Brazil, and China were respectively, and I'm not going to read off all these numbers because I'll tell you what, this isn't radio friendly. You're going to get lost in the numbers. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, when they say the poorer a country has remained, the slower the fall. In other words, the poorer a country is, and this is a fact, all you have to do is look at Africa. the continent of Africa, the poor countries on the African continent. The poorer a nation is, the poorer a continent is, the poorer a people are, the more children they tend to have. And so what is the United Nations and the international banksters doing but to try to make people poorer? Does that make any sense? They should be doing the exact opposite. Instead of stealing our wealth, they should be working to create and make us prosperous if they're really concerned about population. And they even mentioned China. You know, they have that draconian one-child policy over there, but it hasn't done much to curtail the population over there. And actually what it has accomplished is basically infanticide to a large extent, because people are having abortions over there. There's very few females being born because people want to have males so that they can pass down their family name to the males. So female children over in China are discriminated against. They're killed off. They're aborted by their parents in droves. So this is what the United Nations wants to accomplish for the world. Now, there's a website called Sustainable Scotland. And I think this is very important, because what Sustainable Scotland is all about, as they say on their website, is, sustainable development. You know, I'm waiting for the page to load on my lightning-fast internet here. HughesNet, ladies and gentlemen. Avoid it at all costs. But anyway, they say, Forward Scotland? That's what they call their website, sustainablescotland.com. Forward Scotland is the leading independent body promoting sustainable development in Scotland. It was established in 1996 and is a company limited by guarantee and recognized. It's a recognized charity, they say. It receives funding from a range of public and private sources to develop its program of work. It created and moderates sustainablescotland.com, a free source of information written by volunteers and contributors to stimulate debate and provide information. Okay? That's Sustainable Scotland. Now, why did I bring this up? Because they talk about world population. And what they say here, you would think Sustainable Scotland would be promoting the idea that the population is increasing, but what they say is world population doesn't reach 7 billion. And they say, what is the connection between office in Brazil and people around the world? Well, there's a whole lot of coffee in Brazil, and there's a whole lot of people in the world. We know that way down in the Brazilians, coffee beans sell by the billions. However, although we know that Brazil is where Charlie's Aunt comes from, we do not know, except exceedingly roughly, just how much coffee the whole lot consists of. And nor do we know with any greater degree of accuracy how high the world population is. Did you hear that, folks? This is Sustainable Scotland telling you this. Nor do we know with any greater degree of accuracy how high the world population is. Today, October 31st, 2011, the United Nations is telling us that the world people total has reached 7 billion. It may indeed have reached 7 billion today, and I might win the national lottery this week. Who knows what the world population is? See, this is the kind of point that I was making that I was called a fool for, okay? But they say no one knows. Who knows what the world population is? No one does. The UN itself admits that today is a symbolic date, and the figure comes with a 1% to 2% margin of error, meaning that the total could be 56 million lower or higher than 7 billion. And according to the UN population estimates chief, there is a window of uncertainty of at least 6 months before and 6 months after the October 31st date for the world population to reach 7 billion. In other words, the UN is admitting they don't even know. Okay? I want to have more on this, folks. This is an important issue, because people are going to keep hammering this to make you feel guilty for drawing a breath. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Quirky purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Quirkies are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
America. I'm Darren Weeks on this 5th of November, 2011, as we continue on here talking about world population and the UN's alarmism that, well, this October 31st, we reached the 7 billion mark. And something their own population chief disputes. Okay? Now, before the break, I was reading, and I want to continue this, from SustainableScotland.com. This is a website which is from Forward Scotland, is what the name of the group is, I guess, and they're promoting Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, ladies and gentlemen. So you would think they'd be buying into anything the UN says about population statistics, and the alarmism that goes along with it, and yet they're saying, no, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Let's not be hasty here. Okay? They say in this report, world population doesn't reach 7 billion. They say the justification given for picking a specific date, the UN picking a specific date, is to draw attention to the speed of population growth, with less than 13 years having passed between the 6 million and 7 billion milestone. There are two problems with this, they say. First, the margin of error might be 5% or 10% or any other percent. Just like the total margin of error is not just an estimate, but it's a guesstimate. Second, the message that the world population is exploding may be obscuring the unfashionable truth that by the middle of this century, we may well be worrying about a shrinking and aging world population, with most people living in cities where there are too many old people and too few young people. This is the situation which Britain already faces, propelling moves to increase the retirement age and creating an economy increasingly dependent on immigration and migrant labor. So they go on to say why we can't trust the numbers. There is no country in the world, they say, which can provide accurate population figures for any particular date. I want to say that again. They say there is no country in the world which can provide accurate population figures for any particular date. They are all underestimates or overestimates. We could be reasonably sure that mostly the two kinds of inaccuracy can't cancel out each other. The underestimates and the overestimates, cancel out each other, well, then we might figure that the UN could be right. They could be close to the truth. But in fact, many independent demographers think that the UN has significantly overguessed the total. Their best guess for 7 billion is early 2013, and some suggest it could be as late as 2019. So much for the UN margin of error. Some reasons why the statistics are unreliable. They say censuses, where they are held, are usually every 10 years. Many countries haven't had one for much longer. Even in rich developed nations, up to 3% in every 100 don't get counted, either accidentally or deliberately. When the poll tax was introduced in Britain, many people disappeared from the census. The census people then estimated how many had disappeared, but how accurate could that estimate be? In the years following the British census, estimates are made for births and deaths, migrants in and migrants out, and they are added to a figure which is not the total recorded on the census forms, but an estimate based on that. Populations may be undeclared or overdeclared for political and economic reasons. The UN recently increased its estimate of Nigeria's population by 10 million following a census, but in Nigeria, provinces get money from the central government according to their populations. So they fix the figures. It's just like what happens here when doctors do not remove dead patients from their lists or primary schools overestimate the number of pupils they have to the local education authority. All right, I'm already up to break time already again. I'm going to continue this, folks, because this is important stuff. We need to quit buying into the UN lies on population. I remember back in 1973, I've covered this many times, the Rockefeller Commission on Population issued the Population and the American Future Report, where they talked down the population. They issued all these alarming things that were going to happen if world population continued to go with the trends that it goes on, yada, 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 yada. And what they want to do, ladies and gentlemen, is be able to control your breeding habits. And the climate change, global warming / climate disruption nonsense ties right into this. Bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Broadcast, Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, Professor Maurice Strong, I'm sorry, it's Maurice King, says global sustainability requires the deliberate quest of poverty, reduced resource consumption, and set levels of mortality control. David Foreman, co-founder of Earth First, said we must make an insecure and inhospitable place for capitalists and their projects. We must reclaim the roads and plowed land, halt dam construction, tear down existing dams, free shackled rivers, and return to wilderness millions of acres of presently settled land. This is the kind of mentality you're dealing with when you're dealing with these global planners and these sustainable development pushers. It's a total deindustrialization of the industrialized world, a redistribution of capital, in other words, money, from the developed to the developing so-called world, in this idea that we're going to alleviate them out of poverty, which isn't working and has never worked and probably never will work, I'm sure. What it is accomplishing is driving the developed world into poverty, which is going to cause environmental problems. Okay, because any time you have a situation where people don't have the wealth to clean up the environment after themselves, you create poverty. Okay, so in other words, the United Nations, in everything it does, it seems to me, accomplishes the exact opposite of their stated intent. And population is a major component of Agenda 21. Population reduction is very, very important to the overall scheme of things. And so this is why we're covering this today, to debunk the lie, this notion that the world population is increasing and that this is a problem. Even if the world population was increasing, folks, and it is maybe in certain areas, but what we have going on here is population shift from one place to the other. Case in point, Mexico, a lot of the Mexicans are coming up here northward. And you have the same kinds of things going on in other places as well. But as far as that goes, what we need to do is control our borders. But no, we can't do that. We can't control the borders. Nazi Napolitano just came out, a couple weeks ago? Said something to the effect of, well, you know, we're not going to help Alabama enforce its immigration law. Well, of course they're not. Because they don't want immigration enforcement taking place. You know, she's under investigation, I guess, by Congress now. They're seeking to get the data from her on the actual number of deportees, those that they have, she's come out and said, oh, look at all the people we're deporting. And they're trying to find out exactly just how many people and who they are that were deported. Bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, we're being integrated into Mexico and Canada. We'll cover that a little bit more as the show progresses, because we got some other information about that. But getting back to Sustainable Scotland, this is a website, once again, by Forward Scotland, and they are promoting sustainable development. However, they're taking issue with the UN's idea of population growth. So I want to get back to this and finish this up. There's only a little bit more left of it. Population may be underdeclared, or overdeclared for political or economic reasons, they say. The UN recently increased its estimate of Nigeria's population by 10 million following a census, but in Nigeria, provinces get money from central government according to their populations. So they fix the figures. Population figures of all sorts can go up or down according to the tax/payment schemes in operation nationally and locally. And when it comes to impoverished developing countries, some with significantly large populations, how can the population figures be anything other than a guesstimate, with little confidence in any figure for margin of error? In the burgeoning mega cities of the world with populations of 15 million, 20 million, or above, often with their teeming slums, how can any bureaucracy, far less a corrupt, inefficient, ill-educated, politicized bureaucracy, produce population statistics that could form the basis for declaring that on this day that I write this article, the world population has reached 7 million. It's just impossible, folks. That's the bottom line. There's a lot more to be able to be discussed by population. For example, is there a maximum the Earth can support? Have we, in fact, gone past this maximum already? Is the shrinking population hypothesis credible? I hope to return to these issues. So anyway, I'm going to leave that there. From the Daily Mail out of the UK, dated October 30th, it's headlined 7 Billion Day. why we'll all soon be fretting that the population of the world is shrinking. Tomorrow, they say, and again, this is October 30th, is when this was written. Tomorrow is 7 billion day, according to the United Nations, the day we resuscitate our fears about the population bomb. You can follow the countdown second by second online at worldometers.info/world-population. It's a stirring moment, they say, and a scary one. In the past century, the world's population supposedly, and I added the word supposedly, has increased fourfold. And it is only 12 years since we embarked on the 6 billion people. But there are two things wrong with this landmark, they say. First, we have no idea when the human race truly meets 7 billion. So anyway, I'm not going to rehash. They use a lot of the same arguments the last one did. I just wanted to point out that some of the media, at least, are asking some of the right questions on this issue, folks. let me cover this real quick. They say, I don't mean the UN could be a day or two out or even a month or so. Many independent demographers say the UN has jumped the gun. Early 2013 is their best guess, but it could be as late as 2019. The second problem is that all the hype about runaway population growth is wrong, too. It simply isn't so. The 7 billion day doesn't really matter much. It's just a PR stunt. Okay, they go on, they say the demographic doomsters, descendants of the great Victorian doommonger, the Reverend Bob Malthus, fear that the world's population is destined to carry on rising through this century and onto the next, with Europeans ever more outnumbered by teeming hordes of Africans and Asians. But the truth is that big families are going out of fashion worldwide. All right, so that's the Daily Mail. Then we got the BBC, which is the bastion of liberal thinking, in my opinion. But they're saying, they're asking the question, are there really 7 billion of us? So the United Nations estimates that on Monday, October 31st, the world's population will reach 7 billion. But how accurate is this figure? Not only is the world's population supposedly reaching 7 billion today, the charity plan international, has anointed a girl born in India as the 7 billionth. In reality, things are much less clear. And they go on to quote the UN's population estimates chief. His name is Gerard Hellig, I guess is how you pronounce it. Who knows? Who cares? Anyway, they say he describes it as nonsense to suggest that anyone could pinpoint where the 7 billionth child was born. And he says the UN recognizes that its own figures come with a 1-2% margin area of error. For some reason, I haven't trouble talking today. Forgive me. But anyway, that's the BBC. The bottom line is, folks, there's no way to really know how many people are on this planet. And even if there are 7 billion or 15 billion, or how many ever billion, the Earth is very much large enough to support all these people. I mean, look at all of the forest land that's put off limits by the government under the guise of protecting it. Okay? I'm not worried about developing countries. I'm not worried about the third world. They can take care of themselves. Okay? I don't have to worry about their problems. I'm concerned about my own country. And I see hordes and hordes and hordes of land, tons of land, hectares of land that are being put off limits to human habitation and use. Some of this land could easily be opened back up and used for people, for farming, for cattle ranching, and for living. But no, the government isn't doing that. Instead, they're doing just the opposite. They're putting more and more land off limits and cramming more and more people into tightly dense urban areas. And this is the pattern that will continue into the future until people wake up and do something about it. All right. There's other things I'm going to cover here, but I have a caller. Green-blog.org. They say there is virtually no possibility that global population will ever reach 15 billion. Just another another article we have as well on the same thing. And then we have global warming. Because if you can't believe the UN on population, you certainly can't believe them on global warming. And we'll cover that in a moment as we progress. But I want to take John in Tennessee now. And, folks, you are welcome to call in 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And John in Tennessee, good morning.
Hey, Darren. You know, I was listening to you reading.
Yes.
In Ireland, the Daily Mail, the Guardian, Green Blog. As you were reading that, something came to mind, and I hope that you end your discussion on this population farce with the recording of Bill Gates talking about if they do a really good job with health care, reproductive rights, vaccinations, reducing the population by up to 15%. I mean, this is what it's about, Darren. Fear is an excellent motivator. Oh, yeah. My goodness. What are we going to do when there's so many people that no one has food, no one has water, and everyone breathes the air? What will we do? And if you'll listen, if you play that recording and your listeners will pay close attention, you will hear a few individuals in the audience laugh, literally laugh out loud, when he says one of the...
Hey, John?
About his people.
You're breaking up there, buddy. All right. Well, maybe we can have John call back again. Is he
still
here.
In?
All right. Go ahead. Hopefully your phone holds up.
Okay. Well, it's something happened on my end because I heard a really strange noise.
Anyway. With your thoughts.
If you listen closely, when he talks about one of these numbers have to reach near zero, he's talking about population growth. And you'll hear the audience, one or two individuals in the audience actually, laugh out loud because they know that he's telling them that they've got to use vaccinations, health care, to reduce population. Now, folks, if vaccines are to save you and health care is to make you well, then why would you use the two things that they purport to be for your good to reduce population, unless it's all an illusion and vaccines are not meant to heal but to kill? And health care is not about the guy in a white coat anymore promising to do no harm. He's part of an organization. He's taken a license, and his thing is to support the corporation. No, they have a fiduciary responsibility to their stockholders to make money. They don't have a fiduciary responsibility to save lives anymore. So if you could play that, I think it'd be great.
Well, I can try. It did occur to me, I don't have it in an MP3 or on tape here, but I'll try to call it up on YouTube here and play it through the microphone if I can get my stuff to work. Hold on a second.
Okay.
We need to meet a new constraint, and that constraint has to do with CO2. CO2 is warming the planet, and the equation on CO2 is actually a very straightforward one. If you sum up the CO2 that gets emitted, that leads to a temperature increase, and that temperature increase leads to some very negative effects. The effects on the weather, perhaps worse, the indirect effects in that the natural ecosystems can't adjust to these rapid changes, and so you get ecosystem collapses. Now, the exact amount of how you map from a certain increase in CO2 to what temperature will be and where the positive feedbacks are, there's some uncertainty there, but not very much. And there's certainly uncertainty about how bad those effects will be, but they will be extremely bad. I asked the top scientists on this several times, do we really have to get down to near zero? Can't we just, cut it in half or a quarter? And the answer is that until we get near to zero, the temperature will continue to rise. And so that's a big challenge. It's very different than saying, we're a 12-foot-high truck trying to get under a 10-foot bridge, and we can just sort of squeeze under, this is something that has to get to zero. Now, we put out a lot of carbon dioxide every year, over 26 billion tons. For each American, it's about 20 tons. For people in poor countries, it's less than one ton. It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero.
Okay, we got to take a break here, John. Just hold the line. We also have Warner in New Brunswick. And we're going to finish this commentary by Bill Gates. There's just about another minute or so left of it on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, I want to finish up this clip from Bill Gates. I wanted to make sure that it's understood for those just joining us. This is Bill Gates talking about how we need to reduce our carbon footprint and the ways to accomplish it.
And get under a 10-foot bridge, and we can just sort of squeeze under. This is something that has to get to zero. Now, we put out a lot of carbon dioxide every year, over 26 billion tons. For each American, it's about 20 tons. For people in poor countries, it's less than 1 ton. It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. You've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3. The second factor is the services we use.
Okay. That's it. That's the end of that clip. But I hope you folks listen carefully to that. And new vaccines. You know, one of the things that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have been very active in is vaccinating the population of these third world countries and these continents like Africa. You know, so what's it all about? It's about depopulation. This is a war, ladies and gentlemen, by the rich, the ultra-rich. And Bill Gates was knighted by the crown, if I remember correctly. All right, we have other callers. John, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I had, were you able to hear the laughter when he said one of these numbers has to reach near zero?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's... And this guy is hailed as a, you know, as a
philanthropist,
a loving philanthropist of doing all these great things. Not only is he none of that, he's also a huge thief. I mean, he took the operating system. He stole it. Anyway,
yeah.
It's serious. People need to understand how serious this
is. It's very serious, and we can't fall for their lies. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call, and it was a good suggestion to play that. All right, folks, we're at the end of this hour. When we come back, I'm going to take Kevin in Australia since he's calling from so far away, and we'll get to Warner in New Brunswick, Canada. Stay with us, folks. Government American continues. Hour number two is straight ahead.